VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. On Tuesday, the war between Russia and Ukraine hit its 1,000th day. Today, multiple Western embassies are closed as Russian air attacks threaten Kyiv. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. embassy in Kyiv says it would stay closed Wednesday after receiving a warning of a potentially significant Russian air attack on the Ukrainian capital. The precautionary step comes after Russian officials promised a response to President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets on Russian soil with U.S.-made weapons, a move that has angered the Kremlin. The embassy adds its closure and attack warning have been issued in the context of ongoing Russian missile and drone attacks on Kyiv and is anticipating a quick return to regular operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's spy chief warned the West on Wednesday that it risked disastrous consequences if the United States and its European allies stoke a direct military confrontation with Russia over Ukraine. Time is running short for negotiators at the United Nations climate talks in Azerbaijan. They need to find an agreement that can bring far more money to poor nations affected by climate change than wealthy nations have shown they are willing to pay. Addressing the COP29 assembly, Pauline Antoine Prosper with St. Lucia Sustainable Development Ministry detailed the intensifying damage to Caribbean nations from climate change.
We sense rising sea levels, soaring temperatures, erratic rainfall, and more intense storms with little to no time for recovery before the next extreme event strikes.
A new scientific study found Wednesday that human-caused climate change made Atlantic hurricanes about 29 kilometers per hour stronger in the last 6 years. Pressure is building on the host nation to come to a deal by the time the talks are scheduled to conclude on Friday.